Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on October 20th, 2021. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mfanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in the Washington, D.C. Welcome to the Diaspora Forum.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about COVID-19, political tensions in Zimbabwe, and other issues related to Zimbabweans living outside the country.
Yes, Gibbs. And as Gibbs said, the first look at COVID-19 in Zimbabwe, the Ministry of Health says there were no COVID-19 cases reported in the country yesterday, which is a bit of ray of sunshine there, while 32 people tested positive for COVID-19.
The ministry reports that 4,685 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year.
And the ministry also reports that more than 3.2 million people have received the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and with almost 2.5 million their second dose, which means that they've had both doses administered. And the country also needs to inoculate 10 million people for it to have herd immunity.
In other news, the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change Alliance says suspected ZANU-PF activists have again blocked party leader Nelson Chamisa and is discouraged from visiting some parts of Mandekaleni province.
The MDC claims that Chamisa escaped an assassination attempt in the same region yesterday.
We'll also be talking to Zimbabweans who are involved in politics in various nations. Namhlanje ke siphoqa nge-COVID-19 lokunye okubhekana nezizalo zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Okokuqala, sike sikhangele i-COVID-19 siyabona ukuthi ke akula muntu obulewe i-COVID-19 izolo, njalo abayi-32 ngabantu abahloliwe batholakala bele-COVID-19. Bezokubuya ke abantu sebebulewe i-COVID-19 kusukela nyakenye, bafika ke ku-4,685. Bezokubuya ke nxa sikhangela njalo asebathapha igciwane le-COVID-19 bayi-132,437. Kuthi-ke njalo asebaphepha umkhuhlane lo, 126,621. Asebajova okokuqala ijekiseni yokuzivikela kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19 bafika 3,234,589. Kuthi-ke labo asebehlatshwe okwesibili, yi-2,493,994. Abantu abaphila nge-COVID-19 khona manje bayi-1,157. So kunjalo-ke sizangena futhi kwezombusazwe, siyabona ukuthi ibandla le-MDC Alliance lithi-ke umongameli walo uyavinjwa eMandekaleni. Uvinjwa nje ukhona ngale nje udinga okuningi ukuthi phela khankase ukhetho lwa-2023 soluzaba khona. Siyakwazi ukuthi sokulungiselela ukhetho lolu. Izolo-ke uChamisa kuthiwa-ke ukhuthwe luhlamvu ehamba labanye bakhe ekhona ngale eMandekaleni. Salinika khonokhulu okunye. Kuthi-ke namhlanje-ke silobaba ukuthula amajazi ukhona khonapha, ukhona ngale-ke eCanada. Sesiba-ke lo baba umafa ubaba umafa uDivine Mafa laye ulungilungisa akulungisayo seza ukuthi benzani empilweni. Ye, Marvelous, kunjani?
Ayi, watina kuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheDiaspora Forum apo tinotaura nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika tichinzwa kuti mabasa api avari kubata panguva ino uko kumativi mana enyika kwavari. Tinotaura zvakare nezvematongerwo enyika zviri kuitika pari zvino tisingakanganwe denda reCOVID-19 nemusi wechitatu kudai October 20 pandiri kutetsenyura ndiri kumba kuWashington DC pamusara pemusoro iyoyi wenyaya yeCOVID-19. Pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti kubva nezuro tichitarisa isu vari kuti ivo hapana munhu akashaya kubva kudenda reCOVID-19 izvo zvinowanikwa izvo zvichifadza vazhinji. Asi vanoti pane vanhu 32 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri. Asi tichitarisa denda iri kubva ratanga muna March gore rapfuura, pane vanhu pari zvino vabatwa vanosvika ivo 132,437 vakabatwa neCOVID-19. Tozotarisawo vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda vari pa126,621. Asi tozotarisawo zvakare zvimwe zvinosuwisa vazhinji vakarasikirwa nehama dzavo dzakawanikwa dzichibatwa neCOVID-19 kubva yatanga muna March gore rapfuura vasvika ivo pa 4659. Tozotaurisa nyaya yenhomba yeCOVID-19. Pari zvino munyika pane vanhu vabayiwa nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19 vanosvika 3.2 million pari zvino. Asi nyika iyo inoda kuti iwanikwe iyo ichibaya vanhu vanosvika 10 million kuti nyika iwane inonzi iyo herd immunity. Tichange tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Apo takaona nezuro mutungamiri weMDC Alliance vaNelson Chamisa nebato ravo vachiti ivo vakawanikwa ivo vachishungurudzwa kunzvimbo yeManicaland izvo zviri kuenderera mberi zvawanikwa zvichinzi zvaitika zvakare muzuva ranhasi. Uyezve tinenge tiri kuti munokwanisa kuteerera Studio 7 nenguva dza 7 o'clock kuti munyatsonzwa nyaya iyi sezvo tichange tichikupakurira izviri kubva kuManicaland ikoko kuti zvamira sei pari zvino. Asi inyaya tichange tiri kuzeyaipo pano. Tichange zvakare tiine vanyarikani zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinobva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana imo muno muAmerica vachange vachikurukura nesu pamusoro pezvavari kubatana nazvo kwavanogara ikoko. Ndinoziva kuti pana mukoma Divine Mafa avo vanoti ivo vakawanikwa ivo vachishanda nedzimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana dzavakasangana nadzo padande mutande vakawanikwa ivo vachitanga kambani yavo yavachange vachitaura nezvayo iri kuwanikwa iyo ichigadzira motokari dzinoshanda nemabhatiri dziri kutoshanda dziri kuZimbabwe. Asi tichanzwa nyaya iyi kubva kuna vaDivine Mafa apo vachawana mukana wekuti vauyewo pachirongwa vachitiudza zviri kuitika kuTennessee kwavanogara uyezve kuti chii chakaita kuti vafunge kuti vakwanise kunge vachiunganidza zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vatange kambani kuZimbabwe ivo vari muno muAmerica kuTennessee.
Silabantu konapa namhlanje abambalwa vavekhuluma ngokutsheneyo abahlala emazweni atsheneyo. So ke okuqala esilayo ngubaba ukuthula Majazi. Ukuthula Majazi sendaweni abantu abangajayelanga indaweni ekhatshana kakhulu eqando okunye okumangalisayo. So indawo leyo kuthiwa yiNunavut usedolobheni okuthiwa ihaluwat ye bonani kutshayeni. So ke khonapho ke ihaluwat ube ngukhansela. So ke sikhanise ngayo ubaba Majazi. Welcome to the program, Mr. Machas.
Yebo, njani?
No, siyaphila, sikhase ngesilungu sibili. Can you tell us a bit about yourself? We know that you've been a counselor. You know, it's very rare to hear a Zimbabwean becoming a counselor. Where? In Ihaluwat? Where is that? And so forth. So tell us a bit about all that.
Okay, thank you. So thank you for having me and to share my story. So Ihaluwat is in the northern part of Canada, really in the Arctic Circle, and I've been living there since 2012. I work there full time in the Department of Education in Policy and Planning, but then I decided to run for City Council in 2015. And I was able to be elected as a city councillor then.
So how was it to campaign and do all these kind of things and catering for your family at the same time? And it's very cold there. How did you start all that?
Well, I started in 2012 when I first got to Iqaluit. I started volunteering with the steering committee on economic development. And then in 2015 when there was an election for councillors, I put my my name in the ring, and then I started campaigning. I think it was a very interesting opportunity for me to serve the public in a different way, because I've always served them as a public servant, but now. I was going to be a politician, but at the same time also being a civil servant. So I had to balance the two roles. But it was really interesting because it gave me an opportunity, one, to meet with the people, two, to talk to their concerns, and also to work so hard to fulfill some of the issues that I had promised that I would do. So it was really an interesting thing. And it also brings one thing that I want to mention is when you are campaigning, you campaign and you must make sure that you know your issues and also articulate them very well and then be able to connect with people and so that they do understand that you understand what you're talking about and also show that you, when you get into council, you actually work hard and make sure that you strive to achieve all the things that you promised. So, yeah. In terms of the weather, I think if you immigrate from Zimbabwe and come to Canada, then you can live basically anywhere in the world.
Marvelous. Interesting story there.
Very interesting story. My question to you is, what is the job of a councillor? Because I know we have the same issue in Zimbabwe where people don't really understand what a councillor does and how big is the community where you are at.
Okay. So I will first start with the community size, who are about 8,000. So Iqaluit is the capital city of Nunavut. In terms of what a councillor does, basically, I think it represents. So let me also say, just like Zimbabwe, there are three levels. Well, I don't know. Maybe let's say we've got three levels of government: the provincial, federal government, government of Canada, as well as the local government. So the councillor represents local government, and local government is very important because you are in touch with people on a day-to-day basis. You provide services, you know, everything, be it garbage, be it water, be it everything. So you are the politician that represents the people at the lowest level. So you represent the interests of the people. You are also a policy maker. I think those two are the two big fundamental things. You are the policy maker and also you represent the interests of the people.
I'm not sure if you speak Shona, but
no, he's very proficient in Ndebele. So again, last kuluma ngesintu kwalapha ngokubona kwakho. Ubona ngani ukuba ngukansela khonapho kuyabe kusichona wena ngokwakho nxa ukhangela.
Nxa kuthiwa ungukansela uyabuna singa. Uyabu u representa ngathini. Uyabumelele abantu. Umelela abantu ngilezikhalazo zabo. And then go to ubususiba ngumuntu olasinga olungisa imithetho njengokuthi khona nxa uzikhangelela ukuthi khona nxa kufuna ukuthi kube la i-budget nxa kufuna ukuthi kube i-zoning nxa ufuna ukuthi for instance ngizawuphi umzekeliso omnye umthetho sawenzayo ukuthi khona sasile lokhu ze sasifuna ukumake sure ukuthi khona i-budget yethu kayiyi ku-budget deficit. So safaka imithetho yethu khona akula muntu ozaba le-budget deficit. Nxa lufuna ukwenza i-budget deficit kumele liqale libuye ku-council. Lokhu sikutsho ezisebenzini. So imithetho enjalo, le inye nje yokuthi khona ama-beamers athathwa njani, athathwa umasipala kumbe athathwa i-private sector. So izinto esiyabe sidila lazo.
Singathi-ke uze uqale sesibile ukuthi ufuna ukuba ngukansela. Kwakutheni? Ngule muli uyaqanda ngapho, kuningi okumele ukwenza isikolo, umsebenzi, Mashazi. Lokuzima la. Njalo kulo munye obuzayo lapho uthi kathi Mashazi vele wayenga esuke eZimbabwe.
Ngazalelwa koBulawayo. Anti sahlangana eMzingwane. Ngathi ngiqeda eMzingwane ngase ngisiya kuba lipholisi enena singene eHarare. Ngatraine eMorristown elokhuzene eTomlinson then ngase ngisiyasebenzela eKado. Ngathi ngiqeda eKado ngase ngena ku-private sector ngagcina ngathi ngisuka elokhuzene eZimbabwe ngase ngisebenzela i-Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries. Ngase ngisingenza i-journalism so ngase ngiku-public relations. So ngabuya lapha ngo-2001 ngafikele eToronto.
Yes, ukulalela sibili.
So kanje umbuzo
uthi khona apho uzungele sibili ukhansile.
Into zelokhuza zokunceda abantu ngivele ngangizithanda. Ngoba imisebenzi yami yonke nje yayikusebenza labantu. So ngathi ngisiye eKaluit kusho ukuthi ngathola ithuba lokuthi ngifeze isifiso sami ngisebenzele abantu nyezi difference ku community enhlala kuyo. So ngangi volunteer le standing committee of on economic development. Kwanginceda ukuthi ngibone izinto eziningi, ngifunde izinto eziningi, and labantu engangisebenza labo bathi hayi kukhanya into lezi uyazazi plus ukhanya ngani ulesifiso, kungcono wenzeni uzame ukuthi lawe ugijime ngxenye ungaba ngukhansila. Lami ngabe ngizama na campaigner sibili, ngakhankasa sibili, ngitshona ngigijima kuqanda kwinxenye kubo-minus 15 ngimile emakhoneni ngisipha abantu amaphetshana ama ami ukuthi khona ngizabenzelani. And then ngaba lenhlanhla sibili kwathi ukufika inansingeni ilanga lokuvota ngawina, ngahle ngaba ngukhansila wokuqala umuntu omnyama.
Yes, cela ubambe khonapho-ke ungayikatshana ba uMachazi, sizamnyuthi ibhastani yakho. Then we turn to Mr. Divine Mafa. He lives here in USA. Mr. Mafa, welcome to the program, sir.
Hello, sir. How are you?
No, I'm good. And you?
Thank you. I was having small technical hearing issues, but I decided to get some speakers and I can hear you very clear.
That's wonderful. So you look like a cowboy, yeah?
I like to dress up a lot. I used to own 5 clothing stores in Memphis, Tennessee, as my first prominent business here in the United States.
You are certainly a very prominent man. Let me bring Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Marvelous, go ahead. We've got Mr. Divine Mafa. Go ahead.
Eva Mafa, tino kuchinga midza ine mufaro. Mungati sana nguro here nechirongwa chenyu chamuri kuita kuZimbabwe. Chie mota, ndo chatuda unyanyo, ndo kwanuti ndo zote yeesho, chokwa di vama fawani maoko, mune zhuzha ka wanda cha yeesho asi, tada mbozwa, pa msoro pe chirongwa chenyi, makafunga sei kutanga chirongwa ichi.
Muna 2018, Zimbabwe haine teka ninyo ya petro. Vabereki wangu vano itaje kuita transport, kumusha and so forth. Ne business ratinoita saka ndainzwisisa kurwadza kwepetro. So ndakazoona kuti petro ino yakuchinja kushandiswa kwayo, vanhu vakuenda kushandisa mota dzinofamba nemagetsi. And ndakaona kuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vanoruzivo rwokuti vaparticipate vavewo vanoisa maoko mukugadzira mota dzinofamba nemagetsi. Saka ndakabva ndatanga kutaura nevanhu vari kumusha kuti todi imi mune njere munozviti makafunda, kungatisanganeika tishande tese. Ini ndingangoramba ndichishanda nevanhu vari kuAmerica vega vega, chivaratidzaika kuti munoziwo zvamunoita, ngatisanganei vanhu vokumusha tibatane titange kambani inogadzirawo mota dzinofamba nemagetsi dzinoshandisa bhatiri rinobva kuZimbabwe nokuti ndokune lithium. Zvakafamba. Tatova nemota 10 kumusha.
Tichiona isu kuti nyaya yemafuta inonetsa kuZimbabwe. Saka mota idzi dzinoshanda sei? Dzinoita refuel kupi? Zvinenge zvichifamba sei? Bhatiri rakakura sei? Zvinofamba sei?
Mota dzatinadzo dzinoshanda netumabhatiri tudiki-diki. Dzichizo supplementa netupeturo tushoma. Zvokuti 20 liters. Dzinokutora kusvika 20 liters dzinokutora kusvika kuHarare chaiko nekamota kedu kane 3 wheels kane mavhiri matatu. Ndo zviri kuitika iye zvino. Asi patakuenda manje ndepekuti mota yese yatirugadzira ine madhoo ma 4 inenge ichifamba nebhatiri 1 chet rinobva rakutora kusvika kuVictoria Falls nokudzoka kana kuenda kuSouth Africa nokudzoka. Ndo kwatakuda kuenda manje.
Aiwa, maybe just explain to us about this project that you have that you launched in Zimbabwe. What inspired you to start, you know, a car project at a time where everybody is literally looking at bread and butter issues?
Right. I discovered that transportation is paramount to the people's ability to feed, to get to work. And if the efficiency is improved, then everything works around that. So having difficulties of fuel in Zimbabwe, I found that I had an avenue to participate and work with my co-workers and countrymen to create something new that will put Zimbabwe on the map as well, and also demonstrate our Zimbabwean brilliance and intellectual capabilities. And we have achieved that. I've put a very great team of very high-profile Zimbabweans with great qualifications to this cause. And we have moved to join up hands with great American companies in this joint venture. And now we are also looking at even mining mineral resources that will power these vehicles and even have great influence around the world. And that's where we are at the present time.
Right. Tell us a bit about these vehicles. What type of vehicles are they? You know, how is their make and, you know, how much are they in the market and all those nitty-gritties?
At the present time, we had worked on only delivering three-wheeled vehicles in Zimbabwe, which are normally referred to as tuk-tuks in Nigeria. And what we were doing was import raw materials and then reassemble them in Zimbabwe because we were looking at the capability of actually producing the entire line ourselves. And we had started to join up with different American companies and major production companies that will facilitate the development of a real plant in Zimbabwe and produce real four-wheeled vehicles, trucks that will actually deliver productivity in the country and create jobs. So we are looking at about first round right now of $20 million to create our first prototype of our four-wheeled vehicle, which is a self-driving vehicle, which is the Hyundai Beluga. We sold our rights to another company and we are working on a joint venture. And we're still waiting on our payment on that. Once that goes, we are going to be producing. So the vehicles are normally right now in Zimbabwe being sold for about $5,000. They are also being being used as transportation in Victoria Falls. We are working on a trial basis to get it going. We have three vehicles in Harare that are also working on a trial basis to get it going. So those are the three-wheeled for at the present time, but we are going into the four-wheeled production in the next month. By December, we'll be able to show you a prototype of our first vehicle called the Hyundai Beluga.
So what really inspires people like you and Mr. Machazi to do such things? What is inspiring you?
My inspiration is the thinking of my homeland and feeling that maybe I left too early and I want to participate and seeing my countrymen just struggle and knowing how brilliant and capable we are and that if we are given the opportunity as Zimbabweans on the world stage, we definitely can shine. And so that is the inspiration, to just prove that we can do it. That's number one. And to also just believe that Zimbabwe should be the first world. I always believe that we should be number one, and if all the sanctions and all the things that are not happening weren't there, we would definitely be number one. And that's just my wish, and that's what I want to see us put our people forth and make it to the top.
Yes, that's Mr. Tivan Mafa himself. Hold on there, don't go far, you know. Let's pose the same question to Mr. Machazi before we go to Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga. So now, what really inspired you, Mr. Machazi, to actually become a councillor?
Community development. You know, when you stay in a community, you want a strong community, you want a healthy community. You are invested in that community. I always want to see people prosper. You know, if my neighbor is prospering and I am prospering, everybody's prospering, we are happy, we have a high level of satisfaction with life. So that to me, you know, having strong communities, viable communities, is what inspires me. So every day when I can do something that can make a better life for myself, my neighbor, and everybody else, it gives me satisfaction.
Yes, thank you so much. And stay on the line there. We also have Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, who is in electronics and all these kind of things. He's an expert in electronics. He's doing very well in South Africa. Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, Mr. G, what's up?
No, fine. How are you?
No, I'm not.
Yes, I've got Marvelous Mhlanga Nyawuye, who is my co-host here. Marvelous, this is Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga. Go ahead and fire your questions.
Mr. Tube.
Yes, sir.
You can hear me.
Can you just hold on a second? I just want to close the volume.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine.
Being South African, we could hear some very interesting music in the background. But like you said, you know, it's amazing what Zimbabweans are doing all over the world, because I was really taken, you know, by storm to hear that Zimbabwe has developed a car that operates on a battery. You know, when the whole world is looking at people like Elon Musk, obviously, you know, he's from South Africa. He's a, you know, big name when it comes to business. But Zimbabwe has done it. We've got their Divine Mafa, who will come back and tell us what the future holds in store. But for now, we have Mr. Mflanga.
He's another genius in terms of electronics. Talk to him.
Can you give us just a brief view on what you're doing there in South Africa and how you're impacting especially Zimbabweans around the world?
Well, I'm not doing very much such, but I'm into electronics myself. And I don't know whether you want me to start talking briefly from where I started.
Yeah, it's okay. We, you know, people want to hear, how did you start? How did you get into electronics?
Okay, fine. I remember I started joining the police also in Zim. Then in 1988, I decided to change the branch within the police to join what they call the signals department, where they would send you to college, study electronics, and were mainly looking at communications, because it was a key to the police or to any organization, whereby we're looking at the electronic systems for communications. So from there, I left the police 2002. I started my own business of taxis. And then from there, I was in Mutare by then. After spending a lot of time with Mr. Dube there in Gwanda, then up to 2004, I was in Mutare doing a tax business and so forth. Then I decided to go back to Bulawayo. So I went to Bulawayo. While I was there, I was called by the communication systems of Zimbabwe, which is under the Zimbabwe Defense Industries. So I went there. I worked as their regional technician. I was covering Matebele, North and South, Midlands and Maswingo. Then 2006, they decided that they wanted me to go to the headquarters in Harare, but I think I'd spent a lot of time out of my own hometown. So I decided to say no, I'd rather quit. Then I started my business again in Bulawayo, whereby I was into electronics and computers, communication, radios, and so forth. Then there was the meltdown in the economy. 2007, I decided to come to South Africa, whereby I worked here for a company where I was doing most of the government stuff here for the different ministries, Minister of Transport, Education, Agriculture. I also were contracted to Telkom as well, whereby I was doing the broadband communications, ATMs for the banks, all the banks, Absa, FNB, Standard Bank, Nedbank, and so forth. Until such time that again there was a meltdown of things here in South Africa. That was 2010. So our company decided to fold. So briefly I had to stay at home doing this and that, until I realized, okay, fine. I can't do, I mean, I can't get a job. So I started my own businesses again here. But while I was in business, I was also called by another company. It's called Sitcom, where they also communications and security. I worked there for 7 or 8 months. They told me my contract is finished. Then I stayed for about 2 weeks. I was called by another company as well. It's called Micro Alert Electronics. So whereby I was doing some fuel pumps, the programming word, this system that I was actually doing from scratch, from board level and so forth, where we monitor fuel consumption, especially for big entities with quite a number of a big fleet of vehicles and so forth. So we're dealing with all Eskom, what do you call these, power stations, then all these other big trucking companies, ShopRite and other stuff, spas and so forth. Then 2019, unfortunately, because we've got a problem here in South Africa that Home Affairs delays to process things for unknown reasons. So my permit had expired and my passport was still right. Now the company apparently, whether they took the opportunity to chuck me out of their company or whatever, I don't know, but it was only up to about 6 months down the line in 2019 that they told me that because my permit still hasn't come, so they cannot continue with me at work. They would rather get somebody and so forth. So I saw that, yeah, things are refusing to work. Then I started my business that I'm currently doing.
So let me come in there. So you seem to be one of those comeback kids. You fall, but you get up and you start again. What are you now doing?
Exactly. Probably, I'm still into electronics, but now, because I'm also now an old person, I cannot do most of these small things. I mean, a lot of things. So, but I've got my own shop where I'm doing domestic high-end systems, repairs, and so forth. So that's how I am surviving right now.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you to ask me. Just 1 second. This is Chinese David.
Right. For example, can you see what I'm holding here, Babutu?
Queen,
can you see this?
Yes,
this is a boat. So I'm doing these things here. If probably I can bring it closer, you can see that these small things that are appearing there, I'm doing the repairs on these, and they really need quite a big skill for them to be done, you understand? So these are the things that I'm actually doing. I will do anything that is electronics. For example, this is a board for a One Connect for a Samsung TV. So these are the things that I'm doing here, and buying and selling and stuff. I've got quite a lot even around me here that I can show you, but it's not really necessary. So that's how I am surviving right now with my family.
You are lucky that there's somebody who wants to work with you right now.
Who is that?
Maybe it's a big deal that you two guys can strike. His name is Mr. Divine Mutlanga. Divine Mafa.
Yes.
He invents vehicles.
Hallelujah.
How are you,
yes,
sir?
I'm all right.
Ndiyakubona ukuthi khona wena you are exactly like me in many ways.
Yebo baba.
Yeah, so ngifuna ukuthi khona sisebenze sonke ukuthi khona silungise imota zethu eZimbabwe. Ngoyazi khona i-electronic vehicle imota ehamba ngamagetsi. Vele nxa khona lokhu uyakwazi ukuthi ngithini. Uyakwazi khona amagetsi akhona ahamba njani, i-electronic zakhona vele kaseze ngikufake esikolo, ngikufake kumota zami, uyaqalisa ukulungisa right away. Ngoba uyakwazi ukuthi khona ngikhulumani right now.
All the wirings and so forth, you can ask it from me.
Exactly. This guy can make you a car right now.
Is it?
I want you to get my details so good for us to seven the song.
Prachi.
Yes.
I'll
give you all the details because I knew that this guy is an inventor of vehicles and you are an electronics specialist.
I need him.
So, we are going to give you details so that you guys can map up what you can do. So, so that you guys can talk further about some of these things. So,
Mr. Mafa that I can design some of the systems myself from scratch and build them from scratch to something that you understand.
This is what I call the Zimbabwean brilliance, that our people are the nucleus of evolution and intellectual capabilities, and they have not had an opportunity to shine, and we are going to make it
so. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Tinotenda kuti madzoka saka vazhinji vari kuti ivo pane zvamambotaura muchiti imi idea yenyu makaiona maona mwana achitamba nekamota imbodzokirai zvakare kuti vanhu munoona sei kuti muone kuti vision yangu ndeii. How does one become an inventor? Nekuti izvezvi vanhu vari kufunga zvecovid, vamwe vari kufunga zvenzara, but imi makangoona mwana achitamba nemotikari and that sparked something in you. Tiudzeiwo kuti zvakafamba sei ipapo.
Yes, I dive ndiri ku Memphis ndichizvifambira ndikaona tuvana tichitamba nemota dzemagetsi ndikati ndibva ndatarisa power source yachona ndibva ndacalculator ndikaona kuti zvinotoshanda ndikabva ndataka kufunga ndikati kutanga takamirirei nguva yese kochii chatakamirira ndibva ndatotanga kutorova runhare ndibva ndafonera mukomana anonzi William Ponela anoita zvemasolar kuZimbabwe ndikati shamwari how can we do this? Ndobva taita kagrupu kesocial media ndikati kudhara taimbonyora tsamba kumusha dzichitora weeks and weeks. Iyezvino ndaakungotora foni ndongoti WhatsApp. Zvinoreva kuti tava vanhu vava neadvanced technology, tiri kufamba tichienda nenjere. Vanhu vokumaruzevha vedu vaakutowanawo foni. Saka togadzira mota, ngatigadzire. Ndo zvakaitika izvozvo. Ndo inspiration yandakaita, yandakaona kuti tinokwanisa kuita anything nemhaka yekuti it just sparked me like apple falling or apple richidonha kubva mumuti zvakaita Isaac Newton zviya. Ndakabva ndangoita that sense spark ndikaona kuti it's possible, and within a month ndakabva ndatopiwa prize yokunzi ndanga ndiri the best innovator in the world for designing the most advanced vehicle in the world in the next 5 years. Hopefully they say kuti yakanakisa zvokuti ndio ichashandiswa nevanhu vese munyika.
Makapuwa prize inani?
Ndakapiwa prize neinonzi International Automotive Summit inoongorora kuita mainventions epasi rese kuona kuti who is the best at the present time, ndiani anonyatsoita zvinobatsira vanhu vese. Saka vakati mota yangu yandagadzira ndiyo inokwanisa kuratidza direction yeupenyu hwenyika neupenyu hwenyika yedu yese, not nyika yeZimbabwe but upenyu hwe the whole world in the direction of it. Where mota ina steering wheel, inongova nemacheya akatarisana vanhu vanenge vachiita nyaya vachiita nyambo mota ichizvifambira iri yega. Ndokwataa kuenda ikoko. Tine muchinda wedu anonzi William Sachiti ari kuEngland, akatodesigna software yacho iyoyo inoita kuti mota ifambe ichizvidhiraivha yega. Ende isisi tinotova nemamine anochera lithium kuZimbabwe, isatoida lithium iyo toisa mota dzedu. Saka tine vanhu vane njere vamunoziva vakawanda vakaita sana Arthur Mutambara uye mufano wedu watataura naye, vese takavaunganidza kuti tive nenjere kuti toshanda sei tive nenzvimbo yedu muno muZimbabwe pano pasi, vazive kuti tinoexist, kwete kuti tiri the last per alphabetic order. Aiwa, we are going to be number one per alphabetic order in Zimbabwe.
Saka mota idzi dzinotengeswa here? Pana Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero ari panapa palive inoyi ari kuti I will sell the cars. Dzinotengeswa here? Makangoita prototype here? Mapapi paprocess yenyu?
Iye zvino takaita ndakawina design. Saka design iye zvino takanga tiri kuraisa $20 million yokuti tichiita prototype. Saka prototype iye zvino ndopatiri. Tiri kugadzira prototype yedu kunonzi kuArizona nekambani inonzi Zero Electrical Vehicle. Inoreva kuti zero energy. Kureva kuti hatisi kushandisa petrol. Zero petrol, just electrical energy. Ndo kambani iri kutigadzirira prototype yedu. Koita imwe inonzi kambani inonzi Kama, yakati kana tapedza prototype iri kuda kutenga prototype iyoyo. Kozoita kambani inonzi Tesla, yakati iri kukumbira kurenta prototype yangu kuitira kuti vagoita mataxis muAmerica, nokuti unenge uchingopinda wopinda wobuda usina kumbotaura nemunhu, ichingozvipinda ichingofamba yega wopinda wobuda. Vakati vanoda kurenta iyo mota iyoyo. Ndorombo randaita rakanaka, nokuti iye pano wacho anonzi Elon Musk yatova shamwari yangu, totaura pamafoni ari kutaura kuti usandibvisa pachinzvimbo. Ndikati aiwa, iwe kachindipowo mari ka timbopinzawo muZimbabwe. Saka tiri kutaura, izvo mabhiriyoni akawanda vanonzi vana Harvey Vichori, vese varida kutipa mari, vari kuda kutokwira ndege vaende kuZimbabwe, vanzi toda unoona purezidendi nditaure naye ndione kuti ndochera papi iyo milithium iyo. Ndikati aiwa, zvinoitwa slow, chimbotipai nguva timboona tokusvitsai sei kuZimbabwe. Vakatomira nendege izvezvi, ndaitotaura navo tiri pafoni kuti ko ngatimbotitsanangura tiendewo sei kuZimbabwe. Saka tine zvirongwa zvakawanda zvingatibatsira tikawana unano kuti tishande tese tisingaiti mapolitical differences, I think kuti nyika yedu inobudirira.
This is something that is very very touching, and I mean, you are doing your best, and we really say keep on going. So now let's bring in Mr. Machazi. So Mr. Machazi, you are a councillor, you are a former councillor. So at the end of the day, what did you do to your community, for your community, in terms of being a councillor? And then we'll go back to our other guests.
Thank you. So I had seen that question on the public forum, and I wanted to answer it. So, for instance, I implemented the we reviewed the business licensing bylaw, which was important because we still had old systems in place. So we wanted a system that will facilitate the registration of businesses, so that it's not cumbersome to do business in within the city of Iqaluit. And then also the city had not been working from a strategic plan. So I really pushed my council colleagues to implement a strategic plan, because when it got into office, for us to be able to understand what we want to do, what are our priorities, considering the limited resources that we have, we had to look at what programs we want to put in place, what agenda items do we want to put in place, and so forth. So we implemented a strategic plan. And then also, Iqaluit is a fast-growing city. One of the things that is really providing a challenge is the road infrastructure. Well, let me just say the transportation infrastructure. So we needed to understand how we can better improve our infrastructure, but you can't do it before you have a transportation master plan in place. So I really worked hard and pushed for the introduction of a transportation master plan. So I think right now they're doing the feasibility studies and so forth. It's a huge process. It takes a couple of months or years. So that's one of the things that I didn't. Most importantly, you know, which is very fundamental, I fought and made sure that we conserve the water, the water that we have, because our water source was precarious. And then I asked for if we could put in a water conservation program. And within a year, we had, I think we had conserved about 20% of the water that we had, we had used 20% less water than we had used the previous year. And we have continued to really be, you know, using water in a prudent fashion. So those are some of the few things that I've done. And I wanted to make another comment about these guys who are doing Mafa and Nhlanga. They are doing really great, and it's impressive. But what I also wanted to say is it's really reflects on the reason why we should have a very good policy environment. So, like, for instance, as a councillor, those are the sort of things where local government or provincial or territorial, I mean, or federal, they should be making it easy for people like Mafa and Nhlanga to be able to establish their businesses as well as prosper. So those are some of the, duties of you know, of a politician to do. And I hope they are not going to be find some difficulties in implementing their programs because of policy issues policy or political issues.
Yes, I was going to get Machazi. Just 1 minute. Na ungacebisa uDube, ucebisa uMhlanga, ucebisa uMafa, ucebise lathi sonke sikhona lapha. Uthi nxa mvuna uma ngukansela lese ngila, kumele ngenzeni?
Kumele ube kwazi lokho ufuna ukwenza. Kumele ube kwazi i-community ohlala kuyo. Njalo uzilungiselele ukuthi khona uzasebenza gadalala, usebenzela i-community yakho. Ngoba nxa ama residents ekuvotela afuna ukubona izinto aba, you know, they want bafuna ukubona ukuthi khona uzasebenza gadalala ubenzele lokhu oyabo bathembisa uzabenzela lokhu abafuna abakufunayo kubona ukuthi ubayenzele khona.
Yeah, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke siye kubaba uMhlanga ngesiNdebele. So baba uMhlanga khonapho ke okhona sibona ngani usebenzisa into zenzayo singathi kuyini sibili ngesiNdebele xa ungatshela abantu ukuthi yazi mina Dube engiwenzayo lokhu lalokhu amafutshane sibili.
Dube oqala ne ngizokhuluma ngokuthi alright ngizofaka ibala lesilungu ukuthi ku unfortunate ukuthi we have our own country that ekusimo lesi esikuso okwamanje I've got a lot abantu abaningi that I've trained here in South Africa but mina lokhe ngapiwa engathi
lithuba kumbe ukuthi usebenze.
No, let me say angizukusho ukuthi ithuba but I'm not given a recognition leyana ukuthi ngathi mangisenza umsebenzi through iTelkom ngathi mangifika kunento eziningi kakhulu abantu ababengazazi but mina I brought about my experience and knowledge from Zimbabwe. And having been a senior officer in the police, I knew how to handle abantu, I knew how to handle ama resources, I knew how to handle how things. I was training abantu. I was not paid for training. I even told Minu Oswam ngathi, boss, ngcono thina sitshele abantu be-Telkom ukuthi babhadale thina imali ikhampani. Ikhampani benefit from i-knowledge yami yokutraina abantu. Ngangithi ngisemsebenzini mina Dube maybe lese ngilane ejobeni. Omunye umuntu engifonela from e-Cape Town, omunye emfonela from e-Natal, omunye emfonela from eMpumalanga, omunye emfonela from Northwest, abanye Free State, besehluleka ukwenza simple things, which mean, fine, kimi kwakusimple ngoba I was trained in all these things. Kodwa at the end of the day angizange ngathola i-recognition yokuthi lo muntu usebenza kangaka. Right. Second, I had the access kuma computers awe government engangiwalungisa mina ngizokhuluma ezinye imfihlo. Ama like ama departments wona lengiwasho. Which was a lot of departments ama computer abo wonke ayidlule ezandleni zami lana dude. But I think I was naive ukuthi maybe nama ngizange ngakhona ukuthi ngenze ezinye izinto ukuthi ngi benefit out of that okunye engangubona or engangozwa despite fine corruption yayikhona from the people sasidila nabo kuma offices ngoba they would phone me manje ukuthi ama charges engiwenzileyo mancane kumele ngicharge times 3 into ezinjalo but I still managed ukuthi mina ngizibambe ngokuba yimi kwami and ngingaze ngangena into most of these illegalities ezikhona ezenziwa ngabantu or corruption enziwa ngabantu. And even up to now nginabantu engibathi ngiyaba trainer abangazilutho uthola ukuthi umuntu uyabe ebuya kimi la namhlawumbe ebuya nezinto zakhe efuna ukuthi ngimlungise ngimbone sengimtraina ngimtshela ukuthi first of all you go here you start from here up to lay point. Uthola ukuthi umuntu kusasa sezenzela into zakhe. Still, I'm not being paid for all that. Kodwa to me, ikuthi ipassion yami and ngiyazitshela ukuthi isibusiso sami sizovela kuNkulunkulu masikhona. I'm happy today to meet this man, ubaba uMafa. And I'm willing, baba uMafa, to work with you. And yes. I'm even willing. Ukuthi if it means me going back to Zim, I can go to Zim as long as
that was my suggestion.
Yes, it is a promoter the well-being of our Zimbabwean people.
Yes.
Even abantu abami nginabo mina lana, my last born was in university manje when the second year.
Right.
I was telling him ukuthi if I get something that is worthy doing as Zim, I'd rather even go there. Yes, as long as ngazi ukuthi at the end of the day abantu bakithi ba benefit mina ukuthi ngize ngibe lokho engikho khona ngafundiswa igovernment. I didn't pay anything. So if I do things nami ngenzela ukuthi abantu bakithi ba benefit from a person who was trained by the government of Zimbabwe, I'll be happy.
I'll pay all your relocation expenses to Zimbabwe and give you full accommodation in Zimbabwe. I have an idea of how we're going to discuss. I don't care everything in the past. I just want to get your brain in Zimbabwe because I know you'll be able to. I'll be able to harvest it and make use of it for the betterment of our country and what we are doing there.
Wonderful. This is what we call journalism in action. So, Marvelous. Shipping the maybe
exactly what we strive to do as VOA, because when I actually came across Mr. Mafa and his, his story, I just said, you know what, this story needs to be told. But what I'm seeing happening right here is why we are journalists. This is the impact that we want.
Thank you too,
as Zimbabweans, you can come out here and showcase what you're doing and also collaborate. So moving forward, vamafa tinofara kuti makwanisa kunge muri kutaurana navamhlanga. Ndozva tinonge tichifarira isu sevatori venhau kuti tione kuti stories dzatinenge tichiita dzinobatanidza vanhu uyezve kuti dzine impact kune mabasa ari kuitwa nevanhu. Asi mombotitsananguro kuti pari zvino munyika yeZimbabwe mune mota ngani dziri kushanda uyezve idea yemota idzi dzamuri kuti ma3-wheeler dzakabva kupi?
Ma 3-wheeler ndinawe zvino takawa importer kubva kunyika inonzi Pakistan. Ndine production contract navo. Vanotigadzirira mota idzodzo dziri tumgweje mgweje dzozouya tozodzibatanidza kuZimbabwe. Ndakakwanisa kuwinza 10. 3 takadziendesa kuVictoria Falls, 3 takadziendesa kuHarare, 3 dzakasara, 4 dzakasara mukwekwe. Dziri kushanda dzichitakura vanhu and so forth in very short distance, yet not the last mile, on a trial run basis tisati tapinda mu full scale importation of other vehicles dzichauya dzichibatsira. To motor itoto, to be so cheap zvokuti mumaruzeva tinobatsira and so forth. But tiri kuona kuti besides that program, tabva tamuva kuenda kugadzirwa mota dzinotanga kuita ma-four wheels. Ndo dzandanga ndichitanangurira po kutanga paya kuti taakugadzira prototype yedu muno muAmerica kuArizona. Asi tadzokera kuZimbabwe neprototype yedu tete taakuona kuti tava nefunding inokwanisa kuti tigadzire a full-scale production yatinenge tichisupporta nanenyika. One of the things that we're going to focus on is also kuti titwe listed muZimbabwe Stock Exchange and the Victoria Stock Exchange, kuitira kuti vanhu vawane an opportunity yokuparticipata mukambani yedu yeHenday Motor.
Tiri ipapo, idzi dziri kuZimbabwe dzinoshanda nemabattery here, dziri kukwapari zvino, dzinoshanda nepetrol here, dzinoshanda sei?
Dzinoshanda nepetrol nemabattery combination pari zvino. Petro ikapera wobva waisa kabattery kubva katanga kushanda. Battery ikapera wobva washanda nekapetro. Zvese zvichingobatsirana. Ndo yatinoti hybrid yacho iyoyo for this moment.
Saka paine vamwe vechidiki vakateererawo vangada kunyatsoziva kuti vangawane sei information kubva kwamuri, vanokuwanai kupi?
Ini namba dzangu dziri public, 901-545-9000. Ndio direct number dzangu dzinoya pafoni yangu yebasa. Ndinoidaira 24/7.
Muri kuTennessee?
Ndiri kuTennessee.
Yes.
KuZimbabwe muri papi?
KuZimbabwe ndine dzimwe namba dzandinokwanisa kuzokupai ndawana paWhatsApp iyoyo kuitira kuti zviite nyore.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Mafa. So what's your kind of vision, you know? What's your vision?
My vision is to actually ndikakudza munofuka ndakutopenga. My vision is to, I actually told one guy, and I like to see a space center in Zimbabwe at some point. I know it's ridiculous, right? But I want to cultivate our youth to start to dream that one day they could launch a satellite, they could get into space and launch a base there. I want to see that maybe by 2050.
Very interesting. And let's say your last word, 30 seconds.
My last word is to see a big tunnel that connects Zimbabwe and South Africa in the next 30 years.
Thank you very much, Mr. Machazi. Your last word, say.
Yeah, in English. Yeah, I'm hoping that with time, I think Zimbabwe is going to solve its political problems, and they're going to be able to put in place governance systems that are going to have a high consensus from both the government, the governing party and the opposition parties, so that we can be able to facilitate, you know, to give a good environment to entrepreneurs such as these guys. And also just to fundamentally respect the rights of everyone, whether they agree with you or they don't agree with you. It's just the hallmark of a modern democratic society.
Wonderful. Mr. Mhlanga, your last word. I think you've got the last word.
Mina ntando kubo hawe na babu tuwe lo mama umavelas Mhlanga, then lo baba umachazi, lo baba umafa. Thank you very much, gentlemen. It was really quite an informative and growth bringing conversation amongst us. And we hope what we've discussed is going to materialize. It mustn't end in discussion. I like Mr. Mafa's projected vision, whereby we would like to see our own children really going places, being on the books of Guinness.
On that note, Mr. On that note,
yes,
we end the show today.
Thank you very much to you all, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
If there was extra time, yeah, we're going to add some extra time, but
yeah,
it's not like football.
This also gives to mention that I see we've got a lot of comments of people saying this was one of the most impressive shows they've had because Zimbabwe is coming out and saying what they're doing. So Fola again on the women's show, we wanted to bring a woman.
Our time is up, Marvelous. Kampo
Chiondo and Mai Gumbonjanda coming up on the women's show tomorrow, also showcasing the great work that they're doing.
Yeah, unfortunately, our time is out.
We're in Washington.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Kutula Machazi, former councillor in Iqaluit, in Canada. Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, who's an electronics specialist.